Unit 0501205, the London Philharmonic Orchestra took charge of recording the national anthems for use at the London Olympics in 2012. Each anthem had to be up to a minute in duration because of the recordings which would be played at the medal ceremonies. It was a challenge to condense them. Eurowise is about 6.5 minutes long, so they needed a way to chop it down, which would not offend the country. On the other hand, Uganda's is only 9 bars, so they had to come up with a way of making it last longer, which had no boring repetition. 02 Fuel-efficient cars are becoming increasingly attractive to car consumers, so it's no surprise that the number of car shoppers who are looking at hybrids is increasing. They consider buying a range of high-tech cars that get great gas mileage and cut polluting emissions. Hybrids save gas and money. Hybrids get terrific gas mileage, which is made possible by using cutting-edge technologies and designs. Actually, a newly produced hybrid has about twice the mileage that you can expect from a standard mid-size car. Hybrids are easy on the environment as well. Hybrid technologies reduce greenhouse gases which are emitted by the fossil fuel used by cars. So, choosing to drive a hybrid helps decrease global warming and cuts air pollution. 03 Since the 1970s, scientists have been searching for ways to link the brain with computers. Brain-computer interface technology could help people with disabilities send commands to machines. What researchers have recently designed is a special cap. This head cover captures the signals from the scalp and redirects them to a computer. The computer interprets the signals and controls a motorized wheelchair. The wheelchair also has 2 cameras that identify objects in its path. They help the computer react to commands from the brain. Scientists keep improving the computer software that identifies brain signals and turns them into simple commands, trying to bring this technology out of the lab. They have set 2 goals. The first goal is testing with real patients, so as to demonstrate this is a technology from which they can benefit. And the second is to guarantee they can use the technology over long periods of time. 0435 Have you ever skied at the North Pole? To our surprise, a 16-year-old British boy, Parker Lyard-Tord, went there to become the world's youngest person to ski to the North Pole. Sadly, he had to give up his second try last year when he suffered from injuries and terrible weather condition. But now the teenager will try again. Then, why is he trying to ski to the North Pole where he has to face an average temperature of minus 35 degrees Celsius? I am an environmental campaigner and I will take snow and ice thickness measurements as part of ongoing climate change research for Canada's University of Alberta, he explained. However huge a challenge it is for the teenager, he will give it another try. I want to bring this important message of climate change to world leaders. I hope to succeed this time, he said. Good luck with your expedition, Parker.